When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Cinephile, this one's for you. Your love of film allows us to do what we do. If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to hit that subscribe button. From Spotify to Apple to our video versions on YouTube, subscribing matters. Feel really compelled? Well, we want to hear from you. Have a burning question? An indie filmmaker we need to interview or a film we need to know about? Think you can make us laugh on the air? Drop us a comment or a review.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Hooman. The amazing Chris Kelly is here with me.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And our incredible producer, Brian.
Hey.
All right, we've got two really exciting guests, David Goldblum and Julie Parker Bonello, and their film. They're the producers of Sell by Date. But before we get into the film, who the heck are these guys? So, Julie, let's start with you. Can you give us a little bit of your background, what you've done? I'm sure this isn't your first movie.
Sure. So I'm a producer based in San Francisco, and I started a nonprofit called Chicken and Egg Pictures that supports and mentors women and gender nonconforming documentary filmmakers. So I've been in this space for, 25 years, and have also produced independent docs, including the Oscar-winning American Factory.
Wow.
So cool. More women behind the camera, more BIPOC people, and Sarah Jones is just an amazing human being. So I couldn't pass up producing Sell by Date.
Oh, awesome. And David, who the heck are you?
Yeah, hard shoes to fill. I'm Sarah's producing partner at Foment Productions, and we're co-writers together. And I came up in the executive space. So I worked at Participant. I worked with Paula Wagner, Stone Village Productions, and have sold a bunch of stuff, was a writer on a TV show, and now I'm here.
Right. Oh, awesome. Excellent. Well, tell us what Sell by Date is about, and it's a hybrid documentary. Tell us what that means as well.
David, you want to start?
Sure. I mean, I in the standard documentary world, I think where we differ is parts of our movie is scripted. And, Sarah comes along with five of her characters, and those are characters who exist in the real world. And parts of those scenes are scripted and parts of those are doc. So we kind of blend those two worlds of doc, scripted, narrative all together. And, there are parts where you don't know if it's real. We've had audience say, was that part real? Is that person real? So we kind of blend both worlds, and it's this interesting mix mashup.
Mm. Yeah, we're calling it an unorthodox.
Julie. Nice.
I've done some experimentation with this in a production company that I've been involved with called Handmade down in L.A. We called it docufiction. Some of the time. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So one of your producers on this film is Meryl Streep. How did you guys meet her and get her on board?
Yeah, I can jump in. So Meryl actually produced Sarah's play, Bridge and Tunnel, and has been a longtime fan of Sarah. Obviously, Sarah is a longtime fan of Meryl, as we all are. And when this, Sell by Date was originally a play, when we decided to make it a doc and then, an unorthodox, Meryl was one of the first people we reached out to and said, hey, would you support this? Would you be an executive producer? And she said, of course. And that's what got it started.
Nice.
And like, how involved was she with this? Did she, was she in the editing room with you guys? Did she, you know, give you feedback?
No, I think the great thing about Meryl is she really trusts Sarah and Sarah's vision and has seen Sarah, you know, perform on Broadway and off Broadway and in the advocacy space. So she really just trusted us to go. And I believe this is one of the first movies she's ever executive produced. So we, you know, we were really honored.
Yeah, that's great. Fantastic. I was watching Sarah do some interviews and she made this statement, you know, comment or be canceled. And, you know, your film, I think, you know, at least peripherally addresses cancel culture. Could you share your thoughts on that?
Sure. So, you know, when the movie was came out in the trades last January, there was a whole movie. We had Meryl and Rashida Jones and Laverne Cox on board as EPs, and Laverne just got taken down. This whole area of, you know, the sex worker space, this question of exploitation or empowerment, there's a lot of, you know, divide in the world, in the feminist world, in that industry. And so you know, they went after Laverne on Instagram, and so there's this whole kind of cancel, you know, culture that we all are fully aware of. And I think Sarah's feeling is like, let's just open a dialogue here. Let's comment on this as opposed to be shut down and canceled. So that's why we're like, okay, we have to make Sell By Date. This has to be a thread in the movie. And, Dave, I don't know if you want to add to that, but
that's. Yeah, it's so interesting. Last night, somehow maybe it was a PTSD. I happened to cross a tweet from last year when, you know, the movie got announced and people were trying to cancel it before it even got started. And one of the tweeters said, you know, this movie is homophobic, xenophobic, racist. And they didn't even, there was nothing to even see. I mean, we didn't have a trailer. We didn't have a script. you know, I think Sarah is more, you know, give people a chance, let, you know, see it before, you know, canceling it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah,
I know this is a very, very charged space that I've participated in through doing Prop 35 here in California that upgraded our anti-human trafficking laws and flipped some important, you know, lame presumptions about that ended up charging, you know, usually women in sex transactions instead of going after pimps and the traffickers in the space. And, you know, it was misinterpreted by quite a number of people who, you know, believe in full legalization and full, you know, sort of triumph of every sex worker that you can imagine. Whereas, you know, we think empowerment is important from a you know, pressuring the folks who are driving the most exploitive areas here. And so very, very familiar with these debates.
And you guys address that in your film, right? Where the prostitute gets all the punishment and the pimp gets off free, correct?
Yeah, there's actually a real thing called the John School. So it's kind of like traffic school where, you know, these pimps and these Johns would go for an hour and take a class, and then it would be, you know, taken off the record. And we wanted to comment on that because it's so, you wouldn't even think that exists in this world, in this country.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Well, listen, this film has a lot of quick wit. Obviously, Sarah Jones is incredibly talented. You know, from your time with Sarah, has she told you, like, who her heroes are in the world of stand-up? Who do you guys love in the world of comedy? I'd love to hear.
I mean, I'll start. You can comment on Sarah, but I just saw Amy Poehler do a wonderful talk, and I love her, you know, sense of humor and quick wit and politics. So I'm a big Amy Poehler fan. She'd probably be like top of my list with Tina Fey. Those two are, you know, when they did the Globes, I was all in.
I hope the Golden Globes come back one day.
For the record.
Speaking of cancel.
Yeah, talking about exactly. David?
In terms of stand-up, I don't know who some of Sarah's favorites are. I have to ask her about it. I think what's so fascinating about Sarah, which a lot of people don't know, she loves the most obscure TV comedy. I mean, she's always watching shows in other, you know, countries. So if you asked her what her favorite shows are, chances are it'll be some obscure suburban comedy in Australia or, you know, Denmark.
Nice.
And yeah. I think that's where she really gets a lot of her inspiration.
What's your favorite scene in the movie?
Oh God, for me, it's Lorraine and the shrimp in Vegas when we're in the stretch limo, the pink stretch limo with Rashid driving. I mean, I can't get enough of Lorraine. You know, and Sarah will just like put on the glasses and, you know, pop into Lorraine mode. And that for me is just a classic scene.
How about you, David?
I think two come to mind. One being the Bryan Cranston scene, because of how it was created. I mean, we shot it. It was one of the first scenes we shot. We didn't really know where the movie was going. It was kind of, we knew it would be somewhere towards the end of Act Two. But you could feel in the room while the scene was being shot, the power of it and the authenticity, and people were crying. And I think it really translated onto the screen. And we just got so lucky that it fit where it actually went, because we didn't know when we were shooting it how it would work in the puzzle of the movie.
Wow, that's great.
And the next being, there's towards the end of the movie, there's a scene where Sarah's getting ready for a big event and her hair and her makeup team are having this conversation, which just evolves really organically. And that really happened. You know, these were her real hair and makeup people on our film, and they were talking about all of their experiences. They're not actors. They didn't think they had any real connection to this topic, and they all realized that they did.
So what's your dream for the film? Like, how would you, I know you're still doing the film festival circuit, and we're going to be talking about the San Francisco Film Festival here in a second, but how would you love to see it distributed? Like, I know you guys probably talk about this amongst yourselves privately.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see the movie, reach the largest audience, the most eyeballs, whether that's a streamer or in theaters or both. I think we're also really committed to doing, outreach and impact and engagement work with this film, because I think it can open up a lot of dialogues around, you know, sex work and, you know, all sides of this equation. So we want to get it out to communities, to, grassroots communities, those who are impacted. And so I think, you know, it kind of works on multiple levels here. That's my goal for the film.
Cool. David, you agree, or you want something smaller?
I want a narrower audience. I want fewer people to see my film.
All right, so your film is going to screen at the San Francisco Film Festival Sunday, April 24th at the Vogue Theater at 5:30 p.m. Julie, this is your backyard. Will you be in attendance?
I absolutely will be in attendance in person and fully faxed and boosted. And Sarah and David will be up in my hometown as well. So
you guys are coming out? I wasn't expecting it.
I think I'm staying at Julie's house.
All right. Yeah, staying with me, and Sarah will be right around the corner, and so we're gonna have the whole kit and caboodle here with us.
Wait, so that sounds like you guys are gonna do a full Q&A and a reception in the whole nine yards.
All right.
Yeah, so come on out there. There's still a few tickets left, so go on sffilm.org and buy your tickets.
This is incredible commitment to the movie, because you guys were just at South by Southwest, so normally, like, you do one or two of these and you're like, all right, I'm done. But you guys are seeing this through to the very end.
Yeah, well,
I'll say this. Yeah, South by Southwest, we were in opening night selection. It was really exciting. It was 10 o'clock at night, and just for some reason or another.
What happened? David, bro, you muted yourself. You muted yourself.
David? There we go.
All right. Oh, hold on. All right. Okay. Take us back. 10 p.m., South by Southwest. Then what happens?
Opening night. But it was 30 degrees, and, I think some people were too tired or didn't come out. Cold. Or who said they would. And I think we all feel that SF is our home court. Great. And, we have a lot of support from the SF community, and we want this to be our second coming.
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the people we work with, her name is Crystal, and she is over the moon excited about this film.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, if she's your audience – man, there's going to be so much enthusiasm and excitement in that theater.
Awesome. Thank you, Newman and Fandor.
Oh, of course. Listen, before we let you go, we just want to say we wish you guys nothing but the best. Filmmaking is incredibly difficult, and your commitment to this movie is really, inspiring. Well,
thank you for putting it all together.
Yeah, thank you. The film is sell-by date, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, David, Julie, we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.